The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
King of kings and Lord of lords, Father, we want to thank you this morning. We want to thank you for the gift of life. We want to thank you for the opportunity to live again. We are grateful unto you, O Lord. We thank you, 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 we thank you. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. Lord, we say you are God and you are King. There is none to be compared, O God, unto thee. You are the faithful God, the living God. Bali baratu skataya bashanda. Oli baratu kastiki bashu kalaba andele bashu kaba ita. It is by your grace that we are what we are today. Your grace and your favor has given us life to live. Your grace and your favor has given us this platform. Yes, Lord, to come together, O God, and fellowship. To come together and recognize you as our Lord. To come together and praise you. To come together and honor you. To come together and exalt you. Yes, to let all nations know that our God is a faithful God. Our God is the living God. Our God is the just God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Iparabashata kabaya. Ula barakata kabaya kabarakata kabaya. Ile pepepepepepe lokoto kabarokoto kabaya kata kabaya. Ile paparokoto kabaya kata kabaya kata. Li papa rokoto kapa itala bashaka bara papa itala bashaka baya. Akabaya kata. Let's bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's continue to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord in the language that you
we
can.
We give you all the glory.
Bless
this
the Lord. Bless the Lord.
We give you all the praise, our Lord and our God.
Ili papa rakata kabaya kata. Li papa rakata kabaya. Li prokoto kabaya kata. Li papa rakata kabayakata. Li papa rakata kabayakata. Ili papa rakata kabayakata. Balikete kibarakata. Ili papa itala karabashata kabaya. Ilaba karabashata kabaya. Iprokoto kaba itala bashakaba. Ili baba itala bashakabaya. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you worship. We give you honor. We give you adoration, O God. You are God. You are King. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be uplifted. You are worthy to be magnified. Ile papa rakata kabaya. We thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this moment, O God. Lord, we say you are God. Lord, we say you are King. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the worship. Unto you be all the honor. Unto you be all the adoration, O God. Thank you, King of kings and Lord of lords. The I am that I am, the everlasting Father. We praise your name. We exalt you. We uplift you. Li papa rakata kaba ita. Ibala karabashata kabaya. Ibelekete kebarakata kabaya. Balekete kebarakata kabaya. Ile papa italabasha. Labrakata kaba ita. Ibala kata kabaya. Li papa rakata kabaya. Ile pepe eteke bara, ile papa rakata kabaya, ila papa italabasha, la brakata kaba italabasha, la baba karabasha kata kabaya, aliba karabasha kata kabaya. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah. La bakarabasha kaba italabasha kabayaka. Oh, hallelujah. La papa rakata, ila papa rakata kabaya. Ile papa rakata kabaya kaba, ibala kata kaba rakata kaba ya ili papa rakata kaba italabasha li papa rakata kaba italabasha kaba italabasha la papa rakata kaba italabasha kaba ra ibaba kata kaba yakata ibala kata kaba rakata kaba ita ibala kata kaba ilaba karabasha kata kaba ya mandala bakarabasha kata kaba ya Kurabasha takabaya katakabaya ta. Ibrakata kabaya kata. Ushakala bakarabasha takaba. Iprokutu kabarabasta kabasta. Ilababa italabasha kabara. Iprokutu kabarabasha katakabaya. Ibalakarabasha katakabaya. Ibalakarabasha katakabaya. Ulakarabasha kabaya italabasha. Halarababa itakabaya kata. We declare that you are God and you are King. We thank you. We thank you. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We exalt you. We exalt you. We exalt you. We uplift you. We uplift you. We uplift you. We celebrate you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy, for your faithfulness and love. Father, for all that you have done for us, for your protection upon our lives and the lives of our families and our loved ones, the life of everyone online. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Father, we want to thank you this morning. We bless your name. We exalt you and uplift you. What can we say we are without you? What can we say we have achieved without you? What are we without you? Even the breath that we breathe, the air we breathe is yours. Even the lungs into which we breathe was created by you. Everything of ours belongs to you. Is there anything we are without you, Lord? Is there anything we have achieved without you, Lord? Is there anything we can ever achieve without you, Lord? Father, all is yours. All is yours. We are all yours, O Lord. This morning we say, we are all yours. We are all yours. Everything of ours is yours. Our time is yours. Our energy is yours. Our entire being is yours, Lord. We are all yours. Unto you be the glory. This morning, we have come before you to obtain mercy. Because you are the God of mercy. You are the God of mercy. You are the God of mercy. With you is mercy. You are the God of grace. You are the God of goodness. You are the faithful God. We have come to obtain mercy. Have mercy on us, O God. Have mercy on us, O God. Who is man that you are mindful of him? Yes, Lord. Who is the Son of Man? My Lord and my God. According to Psalm 8 verse 4. My Lord and my God, have mercy on us. We confess our weaknesses. We confess the areas of our vulnerabilities. We confess, O God, our weaknesses. We confess our sins. We confess our shortcomings. We confess and present them unto you, O Lord, that the blood of Jesus will cleanse us and wash us, that the Holy Spirit will breathe into us and empower us, O God, to continue to stand for you. Hallelujah. In this difficult time, in these difficult days, O God, unto you be all the glory. Thank you for every soul that is online. Every man, every woman that you have brought online, oh God, we are here because of you. We are here to be empowered. We are here to be transformed. We are here to be changed. We are here for our lives to be touched, oh God. We are here, oh God, for another realm and another level. Thank you so much. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Beloved, I say good morning, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you, precious sons and daughters of God Almighty. I welcome you to Power for Today, Power for Today, coming your way from the Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kutuba be down. I'm the servant of the Lord. Delali Boja be assisted by Gladys with Bojawe White and Pascal, our technical team. Today is our 277th day of the year 2023. 277th day of the year 2023. The topic we are praying on is commanding or praying my October to live. Commanding or praying my October to live. Commanding or praying my October to live. Beloved, as we were sharing yesterday or 2 days ago, Monday, yesterday, the Lord took us to another level in our evening service. Yesterday, the choir was just singing a song in heaven. And I tell you that was all we sang and praised the Lord. And the Lord confirmed his word. The Lord really confirmed his word yesterday. Beloved, God has started. I am telling you that heaven is so eager for you to touch. Somebody should write this down. Heaven is so eager for you to touch your miracle, for you to touch your testimony, for you to touch your expectation. Heaven is so eager. Heaven is so poised. Yes, the word is poised. Heaven is so poised to see God's children experiencing the things they have been praying about. I'm telling you, heaven is so poised to see God's children experiencing what they have been praying about. Somebody should write it. Heaven is so poised. Yes. My Mabel is there. My Eno is there. My Dr. Esther is there. My own Babina is there. These are the major, writers for me. And others also. Yes. Yes. I started with Dr. Esther. Yes. But she's very busy, but she's doing very well. And then Eno came. Yes. Then maybe Madame Babina and others, you are all doing very well. Heaven is poised to see the children of God experiencing God, experiencing what they have been praying for, experiencing your heart desire. If heaven is poised, then it means you all that you need is to position yourself. Position yourself. Which area do you have to position? You position your mind. You position your heart. You position your mouth. Somebody should write it for me. If heaven is so poised for you to experience what you have been praying for you to experience what you have been desiring, for you to experience what you have been sowing for. If heaven is so poised for you to experience the tangibility, for you to touch it, then what should be your responsibility? Our responsibility, you and I, our responsibility is what? Position yourself. Position your mind. Position your mouth. Position your heart, your heart, your heart. Yesterday, God was speaking to me about the heart. God was saying, and I've taught this before, God answers your heart. In fact, God answers everything. He answers your mouth, your mind, and your heart. But you know, God deposits the miracle in your heart before it comes out. He deposits it. Your heart must agree with what you are praying. Your mind must agree with what you are praying. Your mouth must agree with what you are praying. Yes. When you read Romans chapter 10 from verse 8. Romans chapter 10 from verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. You must speak out of your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. Do you know why it is saying the word of faith? It is called the word of faith because the thing already exists. Faith is what already exists, but you haven't seen it. It is already there. That is faith. Faith is that the thing is there, only that you haven't seen it, so you can celebrate it. You can thank God for it. That's the basic meaning of faith. Many people went to bed. Yesterday, I was communicating with one of our big men. Yes. Oh, yes. Reverend, I'll pass by and pick the letter. That was yesterday. I'll pass by and pick the letter. The person just passed by. The person just picked the letter. That was yesterday. We were talking as if today has already come. My God, the angel just stepped in. Yesterday, this was the plan. Now, who online didn't plan for today? Who online hasn't planned for today? But has today come? Yesterday, when you were planning it, has today come? Today has not yet come. But you plan today in yesterday as if you are already into today. That is faithful. That is faith for everything in life. That is faith. Even if you need a child, you need a husband, you need a job, that is faith. That is faith. That is faith. Unfortunately, some plan like that and it doesn't work. They don't live to see it. But we will live to see it. Amen. That is faith. So then verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth, so see, your mouth must confess it, that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Verse 11. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. What does it mean? When you trust that God can do what he says he can do, you will never be put to shame. In Romans chapter 4 verse 17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. You see, that's the nature of God. What he hasn't seen, he just calls it. He knows that it is there. Look, your miracle is there. Your healing is there. Your testimony is there. That is why we are praying or commanding October to live. October to live. October to live. As I was sharing on Monday, does it mean that we are not living? Or even yesterday, does it mean that we are not living? We are living. We are alive. We are not yet dead. But do you know that the life we are living today is just a normal life? It's a normal life. It's a natural life. It's a universal life. We are living because God hasn't called our spirit home. So we are living a natural life, a normal life, a universal life. We and the elements of creation, we are not different. The sun has life in it. The moon has life in it. The stars have life in them. The earth, it has life in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 11. God commanded the earth to produce vegetation. Whenever you are traveling outside your city, forest area, who planted those forests? Who planted them? Who planted the forest? It is the word of God that planted the forest. Yes, Because God commanded the ground produce vegetation. So the word of God is a seed. The word planted the forest. The sea animals, the whales, the large animals, different kind of animals in the sea that we have never seen with our eyes. Who put them there? It is the word of God. Because the word of God commanded the sea to produce what? Animals. Go back and read Genesis. Oh my God. Papa, I thank you for another revelation. I owe you an offering. The word of God plants things. The word of God is a planting. It's a seed. Use the word to plant yourself. Plant your miracle. Plant your testimony. Yes, declare the word into situations. Pray the word into your life. Pray the word into your husband. Pray the word into your wife. Pray the word into your situation. Yes. A miracle is just taking place. About this couple in Australia. I told them, I'm going to use you for an illustration. He said, go ahead. Della, go ahead. Della, go ahead. Della, how are you? Calling our whole chief, big chief, calling Hephaestus. Hephaestus. I say, hey. He's Hephaestus by his nana. Hey, we call him Togbio. You this small girl. Hephaestus, Hephaestus. You see? Yes, yes, yes. She sent me a testimony. She said, things have changed. My man will no longer leave me. A 48-year-old lady. My man will no longer leave me. I've just realized my mistakes. I've realized my mistake. God just showed me my mistake. I've not treated him well. I've not done this well. I haven't done this well. Oh, yes, this, that. I am now reading books about marriage. How to become a good wife. How to become this. I've never been good. Look. Let me tell you, pray the word into your husband. Pray the word into your wife. The word itself will take root. Pray the word into that situation. Pray the word into that situation. Pray the word into your body. The word was what planted vegetation. The word was what planted all the sea animals. It is the word. Every element of creation, there is life in it, including animals. So please, listen. The life, there are three kinds of life. The life we live, this natural life, excuse me 10 times, we are not different from the elements of creation. We are not different from animals. No, they are living, we are also living. But there is another kind of life. That is life in Christ. When you are born again, life in Christ. That is a super life. That's a heavenly life to live here on earth. But even that one in Christ is not enough. There is a third kind of life. Living the word of God. Living what God has said about you. Living your testimony. Living your dream. Living your expectation. That's what we are praying about. I'm telling you, that is what we are praying about. That is the kind of life that we want to live. That's what we are telling October. October to live. October, I must live. You are my October to live. To live my dream. To live my testimony. To live my expectation. October must live. Yes. October. 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. The things which from the beginning we have heard, we have seen, we have looked at, our hands have touched, are the things we proclaim to you. They are the things we proclaim to you. Let me tell you. Desire that you see Jesus. Desire that you will see that testimony. Every desire you have, God put it there. God put it there. Beloved, we need to live God's prophecies. We need to live God's promises. We need to live the Rhema word. The word that we have been hearing. We need to live it. Yesterday, I was talking about those of us who communicate the gospel, who preach. Beloved, as a preacher or somebody who is communicating the gospel, the word of God, our aim is that our listeners should be able to understand the word to the point that they can apply it, they can pray it, they can live with it. Because as I'm speaking right now, the word is washing you. Yes, you are washed, you are cleansed by the words that I have spoken to you. The word baths us, I'm telling you. The word of God is bathing you. This morning, right now, as I'm speaking, we are being bathed. We are being bathed. The word of God is bathing us. Supernatural bathing. The word of God is clearing darkness away. The word of God is clearing and purging us of every defilement, every darkness. That's why we need the word every day. That's why we need the word before we pray. Because the word of God must clear every darkness. It must break away every weight on you, on your mind. It must lift every burden so that it makes your prayer flow. It makes your prayer flow, your prayer flow, your prayer flow. And then your spirit is so sensitive that your spirit can now catch the voice of God. I always tell people that those of us who stand there and communicate, we should be careful. Papa, 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 papa. Are the people hearing? Are they hearing well? Are they understanding what you are saying? Can they apply it? Can they apply it? Beloved, the ultimate aim of our Father in heaven is for you and I to become like Jesus. I'm telling you, it's for you and I to become like Jesus. Many people are on this line. You are greater than me. Far, 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 far greater. But do you know what we pastors, prophets, whatever we call ourselves, do you know our ministry? Our ministry is to set you up. That's all. Our ministry is to spark you. Our ministry is to ignite you. So that which is in you, which is better, will come out. Every pastor, every prophet, our ministry is to launch you. To launch you with the word. To launch you with the word. Any pastor, any prophet who is not filled with the word, the written word, and teaches and preaches the written word is not correct. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. That's why when you are following somebody, find out the amount of the word of God in the person. Find out whether the person is filled with the word, not human words. That's why we go to play. Sometimes when I watch Facebook, I laugh. They will call somebody. They are telling somebody, yes, the word of knowledge is there. Discerning of spirit is there. These things are real. But let me tell you, there was a man of God who was professor. Look, even the way he was going to, you can see that this is a play out. This is what? A play out. This is a play out. People are playing on us. Look, God is God. Who? God is God. When God says that there is a witch here, if that witch doesn't come out in the next 12 minutes, so, so and so will happen. And nobody comes. 12 minutes pass. Nothing has happened. Then the same God said, go and walk among the people. And then you are now looking for the person. It is not God who spoke. It is not God who spoke. I mean, who can resist God? God says 12 minutes. Hey! The 12 minutes itself will start fighting. When the 12 minutes come, the 12 minutes itself will make sure that the thing happens. You see, I went for a program where they bring all men, kind of men of God together a whole month, every week. A particular man of God will come. They were mixing us. And I was put on the second week. And I heard other men of God were saying, Obabe say a Juma. Obabe say a Juma. They prefer that I am put always at the last week. Obabe say a Juma. Obabe ye a Juma difficult. That means that he's coming to spoil our work. He's coming to make our work difficult. Because I go to open their eyes. There was a particular prophet that I wanted to bring around. And one of our good prophets was trying to make arrangement. Oh, this man keeps on giving excuses. Excuses. Finally, up to now, he hasn't come. So the other day, I was talking to this prophet, and they say, Papa, hey, your place, the people cannot come and do anything. You know. They can't come and play the tricks they have been playing. You know. That's why they are afraid when they are coming to your place, because they can't come and do the tricks. I say, wow. Beloved, we must leave our expectation, our testimonies, our dreams. We must leave the word that God has spoken to us. We must leave anything God has promised us. Yes, we must leave it. We must pray ourselves out of certain situation. We must pray ourselves into it. Whilst we pray, we listen to the Holy Spirit. And we act according to the direction of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, this morning, we are still commanding October to leave. We are still commanding October to leave. You see, when I was praying and walking around the compound, I was just communicating with the Lord. What I don't know. You see, what yesterday the Lord said to us, that begin to see yourself that you are what you have been praying for. You are. Begin to see yourself. When a male child is born, with all the features of a male child, what does that child do to become a male? What does that child do to become a male?
Nothing.
A female child is born with all the features of a female child. What does that female child do to become female? Nothing. Beloved, God says, you are my son, my daughter. What else do you do? Nothing. You are. Only you need to be conscious of it and be declaring and develop an intimacy with your father. Develop intimacy with the word. Develop intimacy with the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, and be conscious of it. That is all. Live by the word. Unfortunately, like I was saying yesterday, all that we are hearing right now, after this, the devil is going to send an agent to just give you a call. Have you heard what this person is saying? Have you heard what this person said about you? To create a vulnerable situation for you. To get angry. And then take a step or say a word, you are finished. Your mind is taking off because the devil has seen that the way he is going, the way she's going, he's going to hit the answer. He or she is going to manifest the testimony. So let me distract him. Let me distract. That is why after this, many things occupy our head. I'm telling you, Some of us, we don't even replay it because problems, this, that, it has occupied us. That is all. The cares of this world, the problems of this world, personal problems, temperamental issues, anger, offenses, these are the things that have made us vulnerable so that we cannot see the blessings of God. Yes, I'm not saying that it's wrong to be angry. Anger is not bad. Anger simply means that something is gone wrong. But the Bible says that don't let that anger control you, because that anger is a thief. That anger has come to steal something from you. That anger has come to steal your mind, steal your time, steal your emotion, steal something that God has already sent, which you need sensitivity to receive. Beloved, we want to pray. Remember that your testimony already exists. It exists in a word form. Yours is to speak it out. Your expectation exists in a word form. Yours is to speak out. And another thing, look, I had interacted with a Satanist before, a Satanist who became born again. And they have two P's. Anyone, if you are online and you have been a Satanist before, or Satan has used you before, you understand what I'm saying. Yes. Everyone who Satan has used before, even if somebody is online and then Satan has used you before, you know what I'm saying. Some years ago, the Holy Spirit was just reminding me on Sunday about the two P's that Satanists have. The first P is patience. Patience. Oh, they are the most patient people on earth. They are patient. Look, Satan is patient. You know, Satan is dead. He knows that he is finished. He can never change. The lake of fire is waiting for him. So he doesn't rush. He is patient. He is what? Patient. And the second P is what? Perseverance. They persevere. They persist. Look, they will keep at it. They will keep at it. They will keep on keeping on, keeping on, keeping on, keeping on. You know, they have hope upon hope. They know that they will win. I'm telling you. Those who worship Satan, that's the promise Satan has given to them. And they are addicted to it. They are addicted. Somebody should write this. Satanists are addicted. They are addicted to patience. They are addicted to perseverance. I'm telling you. Satanists, they don't know. The three people say, Minti Jai. Eh? They don't know that. How do we say, what is Minti Jai in English? They don't know how to give up. I'm telling you. The word giving up. Adjua, my book. I want to refer to it. Yes. I have to refer to that book. Look, Satanists don't know how to give up. They are addicted to patience and perseverance. Unfortunately, Christians lack this. Christians, we lack this. Look at the patriarchs in the Bible, the great people God have used. They had this quality. Patience, perseverance. Patience, perseverance. Patience, they persevere in everything. Look, Abraham, hope upon hope. Romans chapter 4 verse 18. Whilst Abraham was hoping, he was building altars. Look, any good thing you have been doing, continue to do it. Make up your mind. I will never stop paying tithe. I will never stop giving offering. I will never stop connecting to the altar. I will never stop doing this until the day I die. I will never stop. And you know something? The moment Satan realizes that you have made up your mind, He is careful about you. He doesn't want to waste time on you. Are you getting the revelation? The moment Satan realizes that, hey, you have made up your mind, whether God does it or not, whether this or not, I am, he has finished with you. He won't bother you again. He doesn't want to waste time with you. But those he knows, when they touch more, they stop. They do this more, they stop. They can't persevere. They are tired. They are worried. Oh, I've prayed and prayed and prayed. My husband is not changing. So-so-and-so is not working. Oh, so-so-and-so. Oh. Satan is clapping. He is celebrating. Look, he is celebrating and clapping. Yes. He is celebrating and clapping. This was from a Satanist. He said, look, we are addicted to the two P's. We are addicted to patience and perseverance. We are addicted to patience and we never give up. Because we know that we are finished. And Satan has promised us that we will win. The word lose is not in our vocabulary. Like the word impossible, even though it exists in the dictionary of the Jews, it's not part of their vocabulary. No. Defeat is not part of the Jewish vocabulary. Never, 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 never. Even the guns. When you and the gun, you are fighting. When you hit him, he's on the ground. He will tell you, Ken Teshi, Majibo. When I get up, I will knock you down. I will beat you. When the one lying on the floor, he said, when I get up, I will beat you. Because he knows he will get up. Beloved, it's time for us to command what already exists. In your work, and everything that should be your mind. When you are working, look, know that your company will become the biggest. Look, begin to see yourself as if you are the only one who is alive. Don't see any competitor. Don't see that there is anybody competing with you. Don't put your mind on anybody. Please. Live your life, you and God. Who is man that you are mindful of him? Who is that husband? Who is that wife? Who is that child? Who is that boss? I am not saying that we should live in disrespect. No, relationship is good. But please, don't let any human being's action or whatever cause your relationship with God. Cause your prayer life, cause your faith, cause your whatever. That's the level God has brought me. I am telling you. Look, now it is as if I've never been offended before. I am no longer seeing offenses. I am no longer seeing disappointment. I am no longer seeing what I am no longer. All those things, God, they are almost gone out of me. They are almost gone. Yes. That is when God takes over. And I tell you that the things God can use you for, the things God can do through you, you have no idea. Let's begin to say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for this revelation. I thank you for this insight. Begin to thank God right now. Begin to thank God. Yes, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank
We thank you.
Oh God,
in Jesus' mighty name,
amen.
Before we command October to leave, beloved, let me repeat this. Have friends, but don't let your friends influence your anything with God. When it comes to God, please, you and God, don't let anyone come in. Don't let your wife come in. Don't let your wife's attitude, don't let your husband's attitude, don't let your friend's attitude, don't let anything. Sunday, was it Sunday or Monday? I was telling the lady, we were talking. I said, look, even if God should call us the same day, do you know that there are husbands and wives who die the same day? Yes, I've seen some, many. They die the same day. The same moment they die. Do you know that the moment your soul leaves you, the two of you will not see each other again? The two of you will not see each other. You will only see each other when you are able to make it to heaven. But when you go and stand before God, the two of you will not see each other there. You will not see anybody standing there. You with God alone. That's when he's going to question you. Nobody is there with you. Now you are going to stand and say, I stopped church because my husband annoyed me. I stopped singing because my friend annoyed me. I stopped giving because so-so and so. I stopped doing this because so-so and so. Hey! Look, human beings are inconsistent. Oh. Let me tell you, human beings, they are emotional. They are the most inconsistent human beings on earth. Look, they will do something to you, they are forgotten. Human beings are containers. We are channels of good spirits and channels of bad spirits, even including pastors, pastors' wives. The devil can use anybody who opens up, like Peter. Peter, Satan entered into him to stop Jesus Christ from dying. And Satan turned and rebuked the Jesus, Jesus turned and rebuked the Satan in Peter. Satan, get out. Get behind me. He wasn't rebuking Peter. He was rebuking Satan in Peter. We are containers. You are there saying somebody has annoyed you. In fact, I thank God for one of our generals in the church. I respect him, but I gain more respect for him for what he said to me. He said, Reverend, cool. Those years, the people were telling me to also leave the church. I told them, Pastor Della is a human being. Every human being has his weakness. When you leave this place, any pastor you are going to, that pastor is also a human being here on earth. I am not leaving. Go. We will still be friends. I am not leaving. And the person is there up to today. And do you know, most of those people, he didn't tell me this, but I pick one of them, their wives. Their husband is no longer attending church. I'm telling you, leaders in the church, most of them are no longer attending any church. So if he had given himself to be taken out, you see what will happen. Today, look at his position. God is always promoting him. Those people, they are nowhere to be found. They are nowhere to be found. We pick one of them, their wives. Oh, how is so and so? How is this? He said, he's no longer attending church. What? He said, he doesn't go to church again. Since when? For many years now. Because you see, he left where God planted him out of anger, he left. Or negative influence. Negative influence. Please watch out. Negative influence. When it comes with you and God, not even the pastor. When it comes with you and your conviction, you and your faith, you and your revelation that you are practicing, not even the pastor, I'd say, not any prophet, not even the pastor should come in between you and God. Shall we pray now? Say, my October. I must leave. Say, my October. I must leave.
October.
I am living my dreams.
I am living my testimony.
I am living my prophecy. October. I am living. The delivery of September. I am living the delivery of September. The delivery of September. My month to leave, my testimony, my new life, my dreams, my month to leave. Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
As a covenant child of God. I command my October.
2023.
To release my dream.
Release my destiny. Release my testimony.
Release my prophetic word.
Release my expectation.
Release my healing.
Release my deliverance.
Release my childbirth.
Release my marriage.
Release my husband.
Release my womb. October release. Release my prosperity. Release my miracle. Release my healing.
Release my miracles.
In Jesus' name.
Breakthroughs. Amen.
Say, my October.
My October.
I am living my testimony.
I am living my testimony.
I am living my testimony today.
I am living my testimony.
I am living my prophetic word today.
I am living my prophetic word today.
I am living my dream today.
I am living my
expectation today.
I am living my healing today.
I am living my deliverance today.
I am
living my marriage today.
I am living my wedding today.
I am living my victory today.
I am living my prosperity today.
I am living it today. What Jesus Christ has accomplished for me on the cross, I am living it today. Whatever Jesus Christ has accomplished for me on the cross, I am living it today. I am living victoriously today.
Yes, I am Lord. Living it today.
I am living,
I am
it,
living
today.
It today.
I am living,
I am living
it,
today.
It today.
Yes, Lord.
I am
living, I am a healthy
living
life
today.
A healthy life today. A prosperous life today. A victorious life today. I am living it today.
I am living it today.
I am living it today. I am living it today. Lipaparakata kabayakata. Epeleketeke barakata kabaya. Ilepepeketeke barakata kabaya. Ilepaparukutu kabayakata. I am living my testimony today. I am living my healthy life today.
Lipaparakata kabayakata.
I am living my fruitful life today. I am living my fruitful life today. I am living my fruitful life today. I am living my breakthrough today. I am living my open door today. I am living my blessings today. I am living my business today,
Lord. I am living in my blessings. I am living in my healthy life. I am living. I am living. I am living. I am living my healthy life. I am living my healthy life today. I am living my rightful position.
Yes, Lord. I am living my testimony today. I am living my miracle today. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The 4 minutes we have, pray yourself out of something right now. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I command myself.
I command myself.
I pray myself.
I pray myself.
Out of this negative situation. You know your situation right now.
Yes, Lord.
I pray myself out.
I pray myself out.
I pray myself out.
I pray myself
out of indebtedness.
Out of indebtedness.
Out of poverty.
Out of poverty.
Out of singleness.
Out of singleness.
Out of loneliness.
Out of loneliness.
Out of barrenness.
Out of barrenness.
I pray myself out.
I pray myself out.
I pray myself out. I pray my marriage out.
I pray my marriage out.
Marriage out of confusion.
I pray my marriage out of confusion.
I pray my marriage out of any attack. I pray my marriage out of any battle. I pray my husband out. I pray my wife out. I pray my business out. I pray my career out. I pray my home out. I pray my children out. I pray them out. I pray them out. I pray them out of any situation. I pray, I pray, I pray.
I pray my position out.
I pray my position out.
I pray my promotion out.
I pray it out. I pray it out.
I pray it out. Of stagnation.
Le papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya. I pray myself out of indebtedness.
I pray myself out of indebtedness.
Out of borrowing.
Out of borrowing life.
Out of a low life. A borrowing
life.
I pray myself out.
I pray myself out.
I pray myself out.
I pray myself out.
I pray myself out of scarcity. I pray myself out of scarcity. I pray myself out of scarcity.
I pray myself out of lack.
I pray myself out of lack.
I pray myself out of fear.
I pray myself out of fear.
I pray myself out of anxiety.
I pray myself out of discouragement.
I pray myself out of
this sickness or disease. I pray my body out.
I pray my body out.
I pray my health out. I pray my health out of this situation. I pray myself out of this sickness and disease.
Le papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya. Ile papa rakata kabaya. Ile pepepepe kabarakata.
I pray myself out of this victimization. I pray myself out of a life of poverty. A life of victimization.
A life of victimization.
A life of hatred. I pray myself out of hatred.
I pray myself out of hatred.
I pray myself out of envy.
I pray myself out of envy.
I pray myself out of envy.
I pray myself out of
envy.
Out of jealousy. Out of envy and jealousy.
Yes,
Lord.
I pray my business out.
I pray my business out.
My investment out.
Yes, Lord.
Out of struggles.
Out of limitations.
Out of stagnation. Out of poverty.
Yes, out of poverty.
I pray my business out of poverty.
I pray my business out of poverty.
I pray my business out of poverty. Yes. Pray yourself out of any altar. I pray myself out of any counterfeit voice.
Yes, out of any counterfeit voice. Any counterfeit voice. Out of any counterfeit voice.
Any negative influence.
Any negative influence.
I pray myself out. I pray my dream out.
I pray my destiny out.
I pray my negative influence.
Of negative influence.
Of negative influence.
Of negative foundation.
Of negative family foundation. Negative family foundation.
Negative family foundation.
Negative altar.
Negative covenant. From my husband's side.
I pray myself out.
I pray myself out.
I pray myself out of bitterness.
I pray myself out of bitterness.
I pray myself out of offenses.
Out of offenses.
Out of offenses.
Out of Asian hostility.
It is working. It is working.
It is working.
It is working.
It is working.
It is working.
Out of unforgiveness, out of offenses, yes, out of hate, yes, out of unforgiveness, I pray myself out.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus
in
Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I pray myself into my fulfillment, into my freedom, into my liberty, into my victory, into my joy, into my celebration, into my testimony. Pray yourself into something right now. Pray yourself into something right now. I pray myself
into my
I pray my health into good health. I pray myself into finance, into good health, into prosperity, into blessing, into prosperity, into breakthroughs, into breakthroughs, into breakthroughs, into God's favor, into God's grace, 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 into God's grace,
Yes, Lord.
Yes, it is working. It is working. It is working. It is working. It is working.
I see myself now into a higher level. Into my higher level.
I pray myself into my new level. I pray myself into financial stability. I pray myself into increase. I pray myself into expansion. I pray my business into that realm. I pray my career into that realm. I pray my position into that realm that I always desire. That I always desire. I pray my dream alive. I pray my expectation alive. I pray my testimony alive.
I pray my testimony alive. testimony
It is working. It is working. There is so much power. It is working. Yes, Rocky, it is working. There is power in the prayers. I pray myself into that position. I pray my business into that position. I pray my business into national recognition. Into national recognition. Into global recognition. Into continental recognition. I pray my talent. I pray my ministry.
I pray my destiny helpers.
We are grateful unto you, Lord. Unto you be all the glory. We worship you. We honor you. We exalt you. We uplift you. Thank you, Father. 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 We position our minds. We position our mouth. We position our heart. Holy Spirit, take charge and manifest all this. Take charge and manifest all this, Lord. Take charge. La barakata kabaya. Ilepepeketeke barakata. Iprokotuka barabashata. Mandele bakarabu seketeke bara. Ipakata kabayakata. Beloved, it is working. 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 Makaya bakaya bakaya baka. Ilababa itala. Yabakata kabaya. Balikarabashata kaba. Ibakala bakarabasha. La baba katakaba. La baba itala bashaka, la braka takaba itala basha, la baba katakaba ya, ibalaka takaba ikala bashaka barakata. Beloved, it's time for your celebration.
Amen.
It's time for your celebration. It's time for your celebration. It's time for your celebration. It's time for your celebration.
Yes,
it's time for your celebration. It's time
Jesus.
For your celebration. It's time for your celebration. It's time for your celebration.
Yes,
it's time for your celebration.
Yes,
it's time for your celebration.
Yes,
that is just what I'm hearing right
yes,
now.
Lord.
It's time for your celebration.
Yes,
it's time for your celebration.
You,
it's time
Jesus.
For your celebration.
Thank
it's time
you,
for
Jesus.
Your celebration.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you.
Amen.
We glorify your name. Holy Spirit, I give you all the glory and the honor. It is not by might nor by power. It is by your spirit. It is not by human flesh, by all human ability. It is by your spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for how far you have brought us today. Father, thank you for this atmosphere that has overshadowed us. Let this atmosphere produce the testimonies, produce the tangibility, the touchable things of what we have prayed. Thank you, Father, unto be all the glory. Unto be all the glory. Yes, you said to me yesterday that no power can destroy what God has accomplished, and no power can destroy what heaven has approved. God has accomplished it. Heaven has approved it. God has accomplished our prayers. And heaven has approved it. No power. No power. No power. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We exalt you. We uplift you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the answered prayer. Thank you for everyone. Thank you for the testimonies that you have put into our mouths. Unto you be all the glory. We celebrate them unto your glory, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.